Vincent, this is a test.
Well, it's either I know it or don't know it, so.
What does Adam mean?
Adam.
Uh-huh.
And it's blood, red something.
Red. Red or blood or earth.
Okay.
Are related to the earth, Adam.
Right.
Adam. Remember, the earth is Ha-Adamah. Say Ha-Adamah. That's the earth, all right? What does Zeth mean, Marilyn?
Zeth?
Uh-huh.
Something about substitute?
Substitute, that's right. And Brother Ray, what does Enosh mean? Enosh.
Peace or rest?
Mm.
Oh, Enosh. I just threw a blank on that one.
How about it,
Sharon?
Enosh. Enosh.
Enosh.
The first Adam, the second Adam, substitute, the third Adam, or the number three is dying.
Dying.
Okay. Dying. Enosh means dying.
Yeah.
All right. Canaan.
Canaan.
What's that one mean?
What's Canaan?
It's the same as Cain.
It's Cain, same as Cain, and it means gotten. Gotten, okay? And then Mahalel. Mahalel.
Something about the flood?
No.
No, that's
Mahalel means the splendor of God.
The splendor of God?
Yeah. Mahalel, the splendor of God.
The splendor of God?
Yeah. Now let's look at Jared. Okay.
Descending.
Okay. And how about Enoch, Brother Ray?
Peace and rest?
No.
Oh, Enoch again?
Yeah, Enoch. Not Enosh, but Enoch.
Oh, ready for Noah again.
We haven't got to Noah yet. You want me to ask you about Noah?
Yeah, but I can still remember.
Sharon, what does Enoch mean?
Teacher.
Teacher. All right. And Methuselah. Vincent, Methuselah. Methuselah.
I don't remember. No.
You don't remember that one? How about it, Brother Ray?
It's something to do with the flood, right? They died or something.
It's got something to do with died.
The end of something.
It'll come to pass.
When he is dead, it shall come to pass. All right. The man of the dark. The man that's going to die. Mm-hmm. When he's dead, it shall come to pass. And then Lamech. Lamech. Remember that one?
Lamech.
You got that one, Sharon? Lamech. Lamech. Maron.
Lamech, I don't remember.
Lamech. That means king.
Splendor. I was thinking king.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
What is it?
It means king.
King?
Yeah, king.
Oh.
King, Lamech.
Lamech.
Mm-hmm. How about Noah, Brother Ray? Brother Ray, what's Noah mean?
Rest and peace.
Rest and peace. Yeah. All right. All right, how about Shem, Vincent?
I think it was something with second.
Shem. Shem.
Yeah. Oh, Shem.
Not Seth. Shem. Shem.
Monument?
No, I don't remember that.
Monument?
Name or monument or pillar. Okay. Mm-hmm. And how about Ham?
Dark.
Dark. Mm-hmm. Hot. Okay. And Japheth.
Spreading.
Oh, okay. So we got those down. Now, we've studied these things, haven't we? We've been studying these names.
Mm-hmm.
So 6 and verse 12 now. Wayar
Elohim
et Haaretz.
Wehene
Nishatha Ki Hishit
Kol
Basar et Darkol, El, Haaretz. What is the word for earth? Earth in Greek.
Earth in Greek?
In earth in Greek. Earth in Greek.
Oh, gee.
Gay. Remember what this means? What's that mean? That's saint, but it means not of earth. Okay, not of earth. Okay, now, Aretz.
Eretz.
That's earth. All right? What does Eretz mean?
Dry ground.
Dry ground. All right? And gay, or earth, that simply means the whole earth. How about Adama? The ground itself. All right, and saw and kept on seeing God, Elohim. Elohim, what does Elohim mean?
Three strong ones.
That means three strong ones. All right. what else?
Creator.
Everybody in the world's got a Elohim, but not everybody's got a Jehovah. Not the Jehovah Witnesses either. They don't have Jehovah. Eth. What's Eth? Sign of the direct object, all right? What's equivalent in Greek?
Ace.
You got that, Brother Ray?
Mm-hmm.
And then Ha'aretz. Ha'aretz. Ha is what? That's a definite article. Ha'aretz. Ha'aretz. It would be hege in Greek, the earth. Now here we have Ha'aretz. And then we have Wehene, and that means, and behold, she has been corrupted. She has been corrupted. What's been corrupted? The earth. The earth was totally corrupted. It means to just scramble. It means to...
Spoiled.
Injured, marred, perverted, twisted. The earth became a chaos, didn't it? Remember for the first thing Satan did? It says, Barashith bara Elohim eth hashamayim v'eth ha'aretz. And it says, in one of the beginnings, Barashith, he had created Elohim, the heavens, the universe, and then the earth. Placed the earth in exactly the right place. The heavens and the earth. And then it says, we ha'aretz. We is and ha, the, and the earth, ha'ya. She had become, perfect tense again, formless and void, and it says, tohu wavohu. So that's exactly what has happened again. The earth has no order. The earth was polluted. The human race was polluted. So God had to step in. The earth was on a spiral downhill, Jared. Okay, on a spiral downhill that would have self-destructed. Have you ever seen anything that self-destructs? Self-destruction. People do.
Mm-hmm.
We're self-destruct because of our Adamic nature, because of our infection in our blood. We're self-destructive. Now, and behold, she was corrupted because Hishith, the earth, had decayed and spoiled and become rotten. All flesh was polluted, except for who?
Noah,
Ham, Shem, and Japheth, and their wives. And where'd they get their wives?
Their grandmothers and grandmothers.
Remember? Of Zeth.
Okay.
They were, granddaughters of Lamech and Methuselah.
Oh, okay.
And Enoch. They come right out of that line. That's where they came from. Remember, we read from the history book last week where all that came from. Because had been corrupted all flesh, and et darko, and there are pathways upon the earth. El ha'aretz. The death trap of the earth. The earth had become a death trap. Okay, verse number 13 now. I'm going to read what it says here in the Amplified Bible about in verse number 12. And God looked upon the world and saw how degenerate, debased, and vicious it was. Vicious. Think about that word vicious for a minute. What's vicious mean?
Mean?
Huh? Abounding in what?
Violence. Violence.
Abounding in violence. And vicious, debased, and vicious it was. For all humanity had corrupted their ways upon the earth and lost their true directions. I've been putting out some messages. Have you listened to them, those Indian sermonettes that I've been putting out there?
I haven't done that.
You haven't done them yet? Mm-hmm. Boy, I'll tell you what, they have really been getting an audience out there. I've read, I think, three different comments on the one, animal teachers. Animal teachers. I read these things to Marilyn. I recited them as we were going down the road in the mountains at times and everything. She really liked that. She never would read the book. But I would rehearse them for her. Animal teachers. We find out that the animals here at this period of time, what were they like, Vincent? The animals right now. What were they like?
Oh, at this time
right
here?
At this time right here. This is before the flood.
Well, they were obedient. They were. They got along.
They were obedient. They got along. They were not vicious. They didn't kill each other. Nothing. Okay? Animal teachers. Now, did Jesus ever, or did the Bible ever use animals as lessons for us?
Yes.
All over the place, huh?
Yeah.
Animal teachers. Like a locust. They have no king, but they go together. Like the ant. He's out there working, and putting up for the bad times. We see all of these things, and we see little nursery rhymes about the tortoise and the hare and all different kinds of things, don't we, in history. What does a rattlesnake teach you? I didn't say this in this story.
Be careful.
But, huh?
Be careful. Watch the corn underneath the
box. Be honest and warn. Send out a warning. I'm deadly. I'm deadly. Zzz, I'm deadly. Mm-hmm. All right. What does the dove teach us? Jesus used that, didn't he?
Gentle.
Be gentle as a dove and wise as what?
Serpent.
A nahash, a serpent.
Oh, okay.
Wise as a serpent, but gentle as a dove. Now, we see these things. Now, all of this, everything is corrupted. And what are these degenerated people of Cain doing? What are they doing? They're killing the animals and they're drinking their blood and they are killing people and drinking their blood. This is the vampire stories and everything all started. This is it. That's what's on the earth now. The earth is totally corrupted. It's decaying and it's in self-destruct mode. If God hadn't judged these people, what would have happened?
Gee.
The earth would have been depopulated and there could not be a Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? There could not be a Messiah. I miss looking at Carol over there. Let's go on a little further now in 13. Wayomer. Elohim. La Noah. Ketz. Kol. Basar. Ba. Lefaneh. Ki. Malia. Haaretz. Shamas. Mipenehem. Wehene. Mashitam. Et. Haaretz. The earth was about to self-destruct. Everything on it. And that would have been Satan's glory, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Self-destruction. And he said and kept on saying Elohim to Noah. Le Noah. Look at that lament there in the front of it. That's a preposition, and it pays 515 if you want to write it down there. I don't even have it written in my book. To Noah. Noah means what, Brother Ray?
Peace and rest.
Peace and rest and safety. Now, the first 10 names in the Hebrew Bible, those are inspired names, and they mean everything about the coming and the return of Jesus Christ. Noah. Peace and safety. And the only place that humankind would have peace and safety was on that boat. On the boat. I remember when we used to go out in the ocean. Marilyn, remember that? Mm-hmm. We had a hood ornament on our boat. Had a hood ornament. It was a pelican. Billiken the pelican, Dakota used to call him. Mm-hmm. Billiken the pelican. We couldn't get him off of there. Mm-mm. It's this is where I live. Couldn't chase him off.
Jim,
and it, yes.
You think there was there couldn't have been the same amount of animals that we have nowadays than there was back before the flood, was there?
Say that one more time in the beginning.
Was there the same amount of animals on the earth than there is now back then?
The animals were being depopulated. Remember, the earth was one piece of ground, mm-hmm. and the water was the other, okay? One piece of ground and then the water, the other, okay? And so, but the earth was being depopulated of animals because we know that the Nephilim were eating them. And what were the sons of Cain doing? What had they invented? Weapons. For what? What did they need weapons for? They didn't have to guard themselves against the bears or the lions or the wolves. Nothing. They didn't need to hunt, did they? But what were they doing?
Protecting themselves.
They were killing each other.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They were killing and murdering.
And
killing and murdering. What's that?
Enslaving.
And enslaving, yes. Remember what it says back there? The earth was self-destruct. And Satan was right for it, wasn't he? This was Satan's plan to destroy God's earth. What did he do in Genesis 1 and 2? Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28. He destroyed God's cosmos and put it in disorder. And now the earth is in disorder again. And he said and kept on saying to Noah, Ketz, end. The end has come. The end has come. Kol Basar, Bah. The end has come. And all flesh, he is coming to an end. And then it said, Lephane, and that means before the face. Because she is being filled up. She is being filled up and overflowing. That word, Malea. She is being filled up and overflowing. That's third person feminine singular, cal participle. Participle is what is a participle? One of them continuing things, perpetual motion. The earth. And Shamas. Remember what Shamas means? Hamas? Violence. Violence, murder, war. Physical violence. Spiritual violence. It means noisy, wild, ruthless, rude, crude behavior. From before them, the faces, from before the faces, we hene and behold, we is and then hene is behold, mashchitam, being about to destroy. That is masculine singular hifel participle. Shathos. Shashoth. About to destroy. It means corruption. Decay. The process of decaying. The earth. It's about to be destroyed because of the disorder and corruption. The earth was about to be self-destructive. Anarchy. Anarchy. What's anarchy?
No rules at all. It's chaos.
It's chaos. With God, who is God? Who is God? He's a God. He's a creator, isn't he? And does he create disorder? No, he creates order. Okay? And so now we have total disorder and chaos again. So God is going to wipe the slate off like Marilyn does in the morning. Takes all of my notes off of here, you know. This clean the slate, he's going to start over again. He's going to start over again with how many people?
Eight
people. Now, how many made it through the flood?
Eight.
Huh?
Eight.
No.
Nine.
Who was the other one that didn't get swallowed up by the flood?
The one that went up.
The one that went up. Enoch.
That's a trick question.
Yes, it is. Fallen angels and Satan had destroyed God's race of mankind and created an abortion. An absolute monstrosity. The human race, the gene pool was contaminated. And so remember now, Noah wasn't totally righteous, was he? But his lineage was pure. His lineage was pure. 6:14 now. Ase, Lika, Tevoth, Ase, Gopher, Kanim, Ta'ase, Et, Hativa, Vichafarti, Ota, Mebayith, you may choose. Bakofar. Now here's an imperative, and an imperative is what? What's a command? This command, masculine, singular, cal, imperative. Make for yourself. That le there, it's a preposition for yourself. A boat, a floater, a floater. Have you ever floated down the Kern River, Vincent?
No, my dad wouldn't let me.
I used to float down the Kern River with my boys. I remember when we were floating down the Kern River, we went through a lot of rapids and everything. I looked over there on the bank, and there Buck Owens' kids were, over on the kids, and I hollering at them like that, and Johnny Dale, and they were all waving back, and we were floating down the river, and you know what? I thought my boys knew how to swim. I thought they did. But we went up there to Fish Lake Valley, and we stayed in a motel down there by Big Pine, and it was a swimming pool out there. I got out there, and we went swimming, and I was racing Gary. I could swim like a fish. Back and forth. Gary got out there halfway across the pool, and I had to save him. And I had been floating down Kern River with that kid. Boy. I said, boy, how come you don't know how to swim? We've been swimming all this time. I don't know, Dad, I can't swim. Boy, a floater. It's a good thing he had an inner tube. We went over some rough rapids down there. He needed a floater. That's what it means, kibbutzon. Kibbutzon is in the Septuagint, and that means like a cubical thing. Like, well, it wasn't really cubical. It's more like rectangular. It didn't have sails on it. It didn't have a rudder on it or any means of navigation at all. It's just a box, a floater. And make for yourself a floater. Get yourself a big inner tube, you know, so to speak. Timbers, lumber, trees, wood. That's what that word means. Etze, etz. That means wood. Boards. Of cypress wood. Marilyn, what kind of trees we got lying in our driveway?
Italian cypress.
Cypress trees. Turn that thing off. cypress trees. Now, what about that cypress wood, Marilyn? No. I've cut a bunch of it up because
it's very durable.
It's very durable, isn't it? Very durable. Now, this cypress wood is durable, and it is basically waterproof, too, to a certain extent. It doesn't rot. And you use that, it makes a real hot fire, too. We had, from those strong winds out there, we've had those trees just split and fall on the ground and over telephone poles and high line wires. Okay, of cypress wood. And then we've got the word nests. Nest, Brother Ray, nest. A nest. Mm-hmm. You know what a nest is?
A nest?
Huh? What's a nest?
A bird nest.
It's a birdhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It means nest. Little compartments, nest. Now, Brother Ray, that bedroom in there is a nest. Mm-hmm. This room here is a nest for us. This is a multi-purpose nest. Mm-hmm. Okay? A nest. Now, we're going to use cypress wood, and we're going to have nests. Chambers. And that word means to create a nesting. Nosios is the word. In the Septuagint, nosios, a nestling young bird, make a nest. Chickens make nest. Rabbits make nest. Gophers make nest. Squirrels make nest. Foxes make nest. Even coyotes make nest. You shall keep on making. Et, sign of the direct optics, ha. Ha-tava, the ark, this floater. That word nest also means freshly hatched. Freshly hatched. It's got the idea of a nesting place where life is protected and formed. Now, this gets pretty cold. Did you see how much pollution down in that valley today? We followed that pollution all the way up here. But if you didn't have a nest, Brother Ray, this place gets cold at nighttime, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. A cave is a nest. It's something that protects you and sustains life. And you shall cover her. You shall cover her. And that comes from the Hebrew word kafar, and the Greek word hilosmos. And in 1 John 2 and 2, Vincent, do you have 1 John 2 and 2 there someplace to get a hold of it, or Sharon, one of you? What?
Yeah, my Bible has
them. Okay, 1 John 2 and 2. And read that really, really loud, because that word hilosmos is in there, and the word kafar is in there.
1 John 2 and 2?
Yeah, 1 John 2 and 2.
It says, and he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for those of the whole world.
All right, now he is the hilosmos, he is the kafar, he is a covering. He is a mercy seat, the covering. For our sins, but not only for our sins, but for the whole world. In the book of Hebrews, let's go to the book of Hebrews, because this word here is a very important word. Hebrews, the ninth chapter. Verse number 24, for Christ the Messiah has not entered into a sanctuary. Look at that, nest. See that? A dwelling place. Made with human hands. Where is Jesus today? Huh? Well, yes, he's with us all through the Spirit. But where is he dwelling today? Specifically, up there in New Jerusalem that he said he was going to go back and build. It says, a sanctuary made with human hands, not only a copy, a pattern of the type of the true one, but he has entered into heaven itself now to appear in the very presence of God on our behalf, because he is our atonement. nor did he enter into the heaven, the sanctuary, to offer himself regularly again and again, as the high priest enters the Holy of Holies every year with blood not his own. Okay? That's a nest, isn't it? That Holy of Holies, remember that. That's a life-giving, protecting place. For then he would have often had to suffer over and over again, since what? Since it says that he suffered, he was a lamb slain from before the foundation of the earth. Since the foundation of the world, but as it now is, he has once for all, at the consummation and close of the ages, appeared to put away and abolish sin by his sacrifice of himself. And just as it appointed for man, all men once to die, and after that the certain judgment, even so, it is Christ, having been offered to take upon himself and bear as a burden the sins of many once and for all, who will appear a second time, not carrying any burden of sin, nor to deal with sin, but to bring full salvation to those who eagerly and constantly look and await him, that are expecting him. Is that good? That's talking about us. He has died for our sins. He loves us. He loves us. He has died for our sins. And in Christ, as Noah, we have peace and safety, don't we? We have peace and safety. And it said, you shall cover her inside and outside in natural tar. That's what it says, natural tar. Ba-kafar. Ba-kafar. Let's go to, look at verse number 15 now. Verse number 15. Wizeh.
Wizeh.
Asher. Ta-eseh. Ota. Shilosh. Mioth, Ama, Orika, Hatava, Chamishim, Ama, Ra Chiba, Yushiloshim, Ama, Ko Mata. And this, how you shall keep on making her. 300 cubits, which is how much? 450 feet. How long is the football field? Huh? 300 feet. That's 100 yards. If you go around that football field like that, you will have run 440 yards, which is a quarter of a mile. So, look at this. It's 450 feet long. That's 1.5 football fields long. 450 feet. Just think about that for a while. 450 feet. And then it says, Orika, that means the length of it, of the ark of the boat, Chamishim, 50 cubits. Ama, that's cubits. So how long is that now? The width of it is how much?
50?
Huh?
75 feet.
75 feet. Now, let's go on. The width of her, 75 feet, and 30 cubits, the height of her. All right, how high is this thing?
45 feet.
And how many stories is this thing? Now, Brother Vincent, you do a lot of building, don't you?
Yeah, I do some.
Yeah, you do some. How tall is the story?
Usually 8 feet.
8 foot inside.
8 foot or 10 foot.
Yeah, 8 or 10 foot. 12 foot maybe.
Right.
Okay, now this thing is 45 feet tall. So how many stories?
It's
almost
big stories.
It's almost six, or it could be four or five stories.
It's three stories tall. And those are tall stories.
Oh, because of the animals.
Yes. Yes. Tall stories.
That's right.
Tall stories. Huh. You think a camel could walk in here?
No.
Or a giraffe?
Yeah, or a giraffe. Okay, think about that. So we got this ark. It's 450 feet long or 150 yards long. It's 75 feet wide. That's quite a bit, isn't it? And it's 45 feet tall, and it's got three tall stories in it, and a whole bunch of nests. Lots of nests. 16, and that's where we're going to finish tonight.
And back then, a boat wasn't built that big ever.
Well, let's just put it this way. The only people that made a boat even near this size were the Chinese, and they built boats in the 1400, 300 feet long. But guess what? This boat's 150 feet longer. Nobody built a boat this large until basically the 20th century.
Man, thousands of years later.
Yes. About 4,000 years later. Nearly. Before they ever built a boat this big.
I like the fact that it didn't have a rudder.
No.
And it didn't have an engine, because it says a lot that who was steering that boat.
Yeah.
Where it needs to go.
Yeah. God was going to send that boat where it needs to go.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. They didn't. God was going to take care of it. What was the purpose of the flood? Hamabul. Say Hamabul. Hamabul. That's the flood. Hamabul. Can you say that, brother? Hamabul. 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 Sar. Sar. Sahar. Sahar. Ta'ase. Lativa. Wiel. Ama. Ti chalina. Milmala. Yuvitek. Hativa. Bi tse dak. Bisada, that is. Tasim. Tachitihim. Shanayim. Yushiloshim. Taaseha. So here we are. This is how many, we're going to find out how many stories are in there. Now, we could have had a whole bunch of stories, couldn't we? 45 feet. We could have had six stories or something like that. But God's the designer of this boat. Not man. God is the designer of the boat. Now the thing here, it says light. Light. Light.
Windows.
Yep, well, light or window. When you have a window, you have light, don't you? When you have a window, you have light. You shall keep on making. You shall keep on building. Asa. Asa. That's that means to make or to build. You shall keep on making. That's in the perfect tense. Keep it in mind, he says. Don't forget the light. Don't forget the window. To the ark, a cubit. Now, Brother Vincent, what size were those windows?
They're probably about 2.5 feet, maybe.
2.5 feet, something like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of 3030 windows, and there's a lot of 2020 windows. 202 is 2 feet by 2 feet. That's what's in my little cabin up there. And there are 3030 windows, and of course, down there in that big plantation where I'm the head slave, there's one 20 feet long in the front and 5 or 6 foot tall.
Yeah, these could be 303.
Anyway, this window is 18 inches by 18 inches. 18 inches by 18 inches. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to tell you a little story, and it's a fairy tale. Now, Joseph Smith told it for truth, but it's a fairy tale. Joseph Smith said those lost Jews, those lost tribes of Jews that came over here to America, went over across the ocean in a submarine. And the submarine had a hole in the top thereof, and they got out there and they got all muffy and smuggy and contaminated, and they were just choking up with all this air. So God told them to drill a hole in the top thereof and a hole in the bottom thereof. Now, when you take a boat and you put a hole in the top thereof and a hole in the bottom thereof, what do you have? A sunken ship.
Yep.
Now, this is rational here, that God made the dimensions of this. Now, I'm going to tell you something. When they went on this boat, God could have put those animals in total hibernation. They could have slept all the way through the whole flood, the Hamabul, if he wanted to. They could have gone on and slept. All of these animals, they could have been in hypnose, in hypnotic trance. And light you shall make a cubit and a half, or 1.5 feet, that is. And you shall keep on making her throughout from above. And the door of the boat, the box, in her side, at the side of her, you shall keep on making a lower story, and a second story, and a third story. And you shall keep on making her. This is what you're going to do. You're going to make a three-story boat. Make a three-story boat. Three different levels. Now, do you have any questions about this tonight? We went from 6:12. Yes, Marilyn, do you have a question?
Yeah.
Okay.
The area where Noah worked on this boat must have been mountainous to be able to get all the pitch and the wood to make it.
Now, it's not pitch, is it? This is tar. This is tar.
It says pitch.
It's tar. Raw tar. Now, where do you find tar?
Tar pits.
Hmm? In a tar pit. Now, this is raw asphalt. Down in Los Angeles, at the La Brea tar pits. Have you been there, Brother Vincent?
Renee has, but he'll tell me about it.
Okay. You go down there, and there's animals that have fallen in that tar pit.
Yeah.
And the first blacktop roads we had in America were in Los Angeles. And the way they did, those people would go down there with ox carts, and they would take barrels, like big wooden barrels, and they would shovel this tar into there, and the barrels would be leaking and spilling tar on the ground, the trails, and as it would harden, it would make blacktop roads. And they took this tar, and you know what they did with it? They put it on the roofs of houses. If you could look down from the mountains down there in Los Angeles, Lorena de Los Angeles. What does that mean?
The Queen of the Angels,
Los Angeles. If you look down there, you would see blacktop roofs because it would seal down from water. Now, did it rain down there a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, used to rain. They had that L.A. River down there. I mean, I've seen that thing running completely full.
No,
so you see.
Verse 14, at the end of it, it says, and shall cover it inside and out with pitch.
It's wrong. That's a translation. I'm telling you what the Hebrew says.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay, that's
you look over there.
Yeah, I
saw. Raw tar.
The asphalt.
Yes. Now, you were saying if they went up there, they'd have to get this pitch from trees. But it's not pitch, is it?
No,
it's tar. It's tar. It's asphalt. It's raw asphalt. Now, was there raw asphalt on the earth at that time?
Obviously.
Evidently. Where did it come from?
The earth.
Do you think the La Brea tar pits were there? It become from the first destruction of the earth.
Yeah.
The first destruction of the earth. That's where it came from.
So they've had plenty of wormwood then.
Wormwood. The wood here is not wormwood. What is it? It's not gopher wood. What is it?
You said cypress.
Cypress. Cypress wood. Cypress
okay.
wood.
Okay. Is that a wrong translation?
What did they put down? Wormwood?
Yeah, this one has wormwood.
Oh, really? It's not wormwood.
Gopher wood.
Gopher wood.
Yeah, gopher. Yeah.
Well, gopher wood is cypress wood.
Okay.
Cypress wood. Cypress. Cypress is the modern translation of what gopher wood would be. All right? It is cypress wood. Cypress wood is very aromatic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's aromatic, and it's somewhat waterproof by itself, and it is self-preserving. So did God pick out a good wood?
He picked out a good wood.
And there were probably enough timbers around there of cypress for him to do this, weren't they?
Oh, that's been a lot of them.
Now, just think about this for a minute now. Did they have metal axes and metal shovels and things at this time?
They could have because they used...
They did.
What were they doing? What were they doing with these metal objects? What were the other people doing with the metal objects? Killing each other and animals. But now, Noah is going to take these same implements, like a hoe and an adze and things, instead of killing people and jabbing them in the back and the head and everything, like Vikings.
And he, my people.
You two girls are both Vikings, okay?
Don't you forget.
Viking means what?
I don't know.
Viking is a verb. It means to conquer and to pillage and to hatchet. Yeah. And so they took these hatchets, these adds, and they took these adds and the hatchets, and they put them to good use to make trees. Now, I have at home, I have an adze. You know what an adze is?
Yes.
It looks like an axe. An axe is usually
like this, with blades like that. But there's an adze that's got a blade like that on it, like a sharp blade.
And this adze that I have came from Los Angeles,
yeah.
from a ranch down there in Los Angeles.
The
Mingus Ranch.
Yes.
Where they were making ships. And they would put these timbers together, and they would get in there, and they'd take this adze, and they would level off the bottom of the floor, because this is raw timber. And they would make it smooth with this adze. And that adze goes all the way back into the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
All the way back in the 1800s when they were making clipper ships.
Mm-hmm.
So what Noah used here, they were using in the 1800s. And the ship that Noah built, the boat, the floater that he built, was bigger than any ship made up until the 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, you hear from time to time that they found Noah's Ark up in
yes.
the mountains, and then but it snows so much, and, you know, they have pictures, but then...
It's on Mount Ararat. We know that's where it was.
Yeah, I mean, they...
That landed up there almost...
Yeah.
The Russians went over there and took pictures of it about 150 years ago or something.
Yeah.
100 years ago.
Has there been anything recently on that?
Well, you hear all kinds of stuff about it. The Ark is there. They have found pieces of it. There's pieces of the Ark around, floating around like pieces of the cross and all that kind of stuff, whether it's actually the pieces of the Ark or not. But the Ark is made out of what? Cypress wood. And what was it covered with? Natural asphalt. Get that pitch out of your mind now. Natural. I don't care what that translation says. It's asphalt. Raw asphalt.
Yeah.
And I remember a long time ago, my... little friend Patricia and I, we made a boat. We made us a canoe. And we found a piece of old tin, and it had holes in it. And we took 4x4s, 2 4x4s about that long, and we folded this tin over on the end, and we nailed it in there, and then we took tar and painted all the outside of it with tar so it would be waterproof. And that old tin was so rusty that it almost was through in some places. And we floated down the canal in it. Getting in it was the biggest problem. That was the biggest problem. Well, they made a boat. And they made it according to God's standards. And how many animals were on the earth? How many species of animals? Does it tell us? No. There were probably elephants. And there were cats, lions, tigers, whatever. and maybe hippopotamuses, the elephants, the camels.
But there's all the little stuff, like the beetles and the insects. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have another question.
Yeah, well, the beetles and the insects could float around on wood and stuff and still make it. Yes, Marilyn.
Okay.
But
this was before the flood that he made this. Now, when he put the animals on there and they had the flood, did they get their... nerve to eat each other?
Not then. There was no fear of each other and no fear of man until after the flood, when they went off the ark. We know that Noah made an offering of the clean animals. Now we start having clean and unclean animals. And the animals began to fear each other, and the animals began to eat each other.
Afterwards, then
animals were given to man to eat, and he said, "Eat all of them." Yeah, the insects and things like that pretty much were a curse, weren't they?
Well, some, like bees, pollinate. We need them.
Yeah, we need bees.
Well, the little doves flew around when they were floating around with an olive branch.
Yes, that comes back. That's later on. And what went out there and didn't come back? It was some raven, wasn't it? Some crow. Mm-hmm. All right.
I think they were going to termites in there. Huh?
It's a good thing. Well, you know that termites don't like cypress wood too much.
I was going to say, it had to be something to do with that.
But it only had to last for a certain amount of time anyway.
Yeah, but you think of all the food for all those animals and people, the food, the water,
waste.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the waste. Yeah.
But if they were hibernating,
you wouldn't
which
have
God could do very easily. No problem.
Could have done that.
Yeah, no problem with that. Maybe they ate a little bit or whatever. Man may have been half hibernating. Didn't have to do anything, did he? Much. Mm-mm. Water the animals if they drank.
Make a hammock.
How much water does a bear drink in the wintertime?
Nothing.
How much does he eat? Nothing.
They just sleep.
Is it possible for God to make those animals in a hypnose, in a hypnotic trance, and hibernating during that period of time? This probably would have been the first hibernation. And afterwards, we have hibernation when they have the cold areas. Mm-hmm. But did they have the cold areas like this before?
He kind of did that with the old Daniel.
That all came in later, didn't it? All of this weather change and all that. And we're in another weather change now, aren't we?
Different hibernating since I retired.
Yeah.
Not sure what I was going to say. Totally done. I know what it was. Do you think that, like, that they had, you know, male and female of each one, but do you think, like, there were, like, maybe, like, a pair of wolves and then all the dog things that came from wolves came from that pair? You didn't have copper spaniels.
You didn't have that. That's man-made. You had Sugar Me at the Tonka. That's what you had on there. You had the true dogs. You had the wolves on there. And from them, we bred all of these other dogs from the wolves. Lions and tigers and things. I don't know what all. What?
The hyena would probably come from the dog.
Yeah, it's kind of a dog, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of these. But I think the hyena is a different species. But we see all of this. There probably weren't near as many species at this time as there are now, and they were only one kind of dog. We know that.
That makes more sense to fit all that many animals inside of one.
Yeah.
And in your lifetime, have they had any new dog breeds?
Oh, they come out with them. The Kennel Club comes out with
different breeds all the time. You know, they're always breeding. And chickens. You go back to the true chickens, you go back to the jungle fowl. One kind of chicken. And out of the jungle fowl came Rhode Island Reds, Leghorns, what we call Plymouth Rocks, Dominickers, and all these other things, the Buff Orchids, all of these different Millifluers, all this came out of those chickens.
Fiddler's Diller too, huh?
What's that?
Those Fiddler's Diller chickens. I don't know what they're called, they look like Fiddler's Diller.
All right. Any other questions? Invitation, Vincent.
526.
Now, if you're out there, and listen to this message, you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, the only peace and safety you're going to have as Noah and all these animals was in the ark, the only time you're going to find peace and safety in this world and the world to come is by asking Jesus Christ to forgive you your sins and to save your soul. And as it says, he stood as a lamb slain from before the foundation of the earth. And how many times did he suffer for your sins?
Once.
Yeah. He suffered for our sins a long time until he suffered on that cross of Calvary. And all of our sins were placed upon him. Go ahead, Vincent.
Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole. I want thee forever to live in my soul. Break down every idol, cast out every foe. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow.
Are your sins washed and you're whiter than snow, are they? They can't be. Our Father, we come to you. We thank you for your word. Thank you for this message that people will be more founded in your word and trust in you more than ever. Forgive us, Father, when we fail you. Forgive me where I fail you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.